Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, just like with free agent signings, somebody signs and then sets the bar for the next guy. So that's what NFL running backs were hoping with Le'Veon Bell. He'd sign a big deal and that would kind of set the market for David Johnson and Todd Gurley, etc. The Brad Hand trade from earlier this hour, I think, sets the bar and sets the market for a Felipe Vasquez trade. If this is what a closer with years of control, an all-star closer with years of control and a middle reliever gets you, a top five prospect, Pirates, go make a deal like that.
Yeah, this is
Find a trade like the one that the Padres just made.
Yeah, this is one of those quote-unquote can't-miss prospects. I mean, this is like the top of the top. This isn't just a, well, let's see, he's in Double-A right now or just got promoted to Triple-A. This guy is was going to be their future.
He's the best catching prospect in baseball. So maybe he's the next Buster Posey or the next Sal Perez or one of those guys, and I would trade my closer in a heartbeat for somebody that gave you a chance of... Now, you're saying, Jeff, because maybe it's a catcher, you wouldn't want to do that because Diaz is here, but I don't know. I think Diaz is having a really good season. Is he somebody that would block a great prospect? I'm not so sure of that.
Is there a position where the Pirates would say, no, we're good there?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Unless you feel like your three outfielders are set in stone for the next 4 years, Meadows, Polanco, and Marte, but I don't feel that way.
Yeah, I don't either.
The other side of this, and by the way, if you want to weigh in on that, 412-928-9370, should the Pirates trade Felipe Vasquez, yes or no, with the news of this Brad Hand deal, 412-928-9370. The other side of it is what the Indians have done. And this is, for me, the thing that the Pirates cannot cry like small market blues over or say we're a small team and, you know, we have to be careful and we have to be, you know, ultra conservative. If the Cleveland Indians can trade top prospects to win now, why can't the Pirates? Why is it that the Pirates have never made a deal like this?
Well, I mean, 2 years ago, that's a fair question.
13, 14, or 15.
2 years ago, that's a fair question. They're not a good enough team that necessarily that you would trade a top prospect to bring in a guy like
him. Well, not now.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you're saying maybe you're asking rhetorically why they can't do it?
I'm asking why when they had their chance.
I mean, the
when
Indians
had their
went
chance.
To the World Series 2 years ago. They won 100 games last year. They've won their division basically this year, even though I don't think they're a really good team. And they think they have a chance to be good for the next couple years. So it makes sense for them. Would have made sense for the Pirates maybe in 15 or even after the 15 season to do it. Now, I don't look at them as a good enough team that you're going to trade away prospects.
But what
I'm interested in being a seller at this
so
point.
So am I, but just in retrospect, their big mission statement was, we don't want to close windows to win. We don't want to put more eggs into one basket. We don't want to trade prospects. That's the lifeline of our organization. So the only time they did was when they needed to dump Francisco Liriano's salary. At no other point did they really trade a top prospect. The closest thing they did to that was when they traded Grossman to Houston for Wandy Rodriguez.
I barely even remember him.
And he was like their eighth or ninth rated prospect. He wasn't somebody that was top three or top four or a top 100 prospect in all of baseball. They never did it. And they said, we can't do it. It's too risky. It's too much of a gamble for a small market team to do something like that. And the Royals have done it, and the Indians have done it, and I think their fans are thankful for that. The Royals traded prospects to get Johnny Cueto for half a season. He helped them win a World Series. The Indians traded their best pitching prospect and their best hitting prospect for Andrew Miller. He helped get them to a World Series. Now they're trading their best prospect again for not a great closer, but somebody that is going to help them at a position of extreme need. Extreme need. Miller's been hurt this year, and Cody Allen, their closer, has been touch and go. So they bring in a guy that's either going to pitch the eighth inning or the ninth inning for them.
Yeah, right, but now another difference is not just the trades, but when Cleveland has had an opportunity, they've gone out and brought somebody in at big money, right? Didn't they bring in Encarnacion?
Yep. So they've done both,
Ron. I mean, his base salary, $17 million. They went out and signed him,
and
right?
And so what would the Pirates tell you about that deal? If we
can't give too much to one guy?
Yeah, if we sign Edwin Encarnacion to that deal and he doesn't play well, it sets the franchise back 5 years. That's what they would tell you. We can't give Edwin Encarnacion a deal like that.
Well, that's
if we're wrong,
the
it'll set the franchise back.
You're right.
But, okay, so what I'm telling you is, why should the – both teams, tell me what makes the Indians' small market situation any different than the Pirates. Do they have more fans?
No, actually, they don't. I haven't checked what it was last year. They had horrible attendance last year when they won 100 games. It wasn't until they went on that, 21-game winning streak at the end of the year that people started coming out.
Right.
Their attendance was awful last
year. Yeah, they're not making more money than the Pirates at the gate, at the box office. That's for damn sure.
I haven't checked what it is this year.
Let's look at the money that they're getting in TV revenue a year. This is from FanGraphs. The Pirates get $25 million a year. The Indians get $40 million a year. So they get a little bit more there, $15 million.
That's a pretty significant amount.
So let's say that's one more good player. The Indians have, not since the days of Jacobs Field when the stadium first opened.
Remember they had the sellout streak of 300 and some games?
The Indians have not had a top 10 payroll since then. In fact, they've mostly been bottom 10. So what they've done here in the last few years is they see that there's a window of opportunity. The division's bad. Chicago's rebuilding. Detroit is rebuilding. Kansas City is rebuilding. The Twins kind of remind me of the Pirates. Who are they? Are they trying to win now? Or are they trying to win later? You can't really figure them out.
Their payroll is significantly $50 million more than the Pirates.
The Indians?
Yep.
So
their payroll this year is $139 million.
So how do they do it and the Pirates don't?
Their attendance is 22-6. That's not tremendous. It's better than the Pirates this year, 17-4. On average.
Go back to last year. What was the attendance in 2017, Pirates versus Indians? I bet it's like about exactly the same. And the Indians went to game 5 of a playoff series. And
they won 100 games.
And the Pirates lost. Yeah, they had, the longest winning streak in baseball history last year?
Right. Last year, Cleveland averaged 25-2. The Pirates averaged 23-6. So it wasn't too much. And that was buoyed late. By that winning streak. I mean, when they started winning those games, the people came out to be a part of the history.
So
it was not that good all year
long. So my take on this trade is, in the past, the Pirates should have been the Indians. Now they should be the Padres. You've got somebody that is coveted. You're not going to win right now. Their 5-game winning streak or their 6-game winning streak with 5 wins against the Brewers was a lot of fun. But it's not sustainable. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. They've got too many teams to leapfrog for the second wild card, and they got too much ground to make up in the division. They're not a playoff team.
Agreed.
So move your best asset, especially now that you know what kind of return you could get for that pitcher. 412-928-9370. Here's Brian with a thought. Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. First of all, the Pirates have the worst owner in professional sports. Guy doesn't want to spend any money. And you guys are talking about, them trading. It's like they gave McCutchen and Cole away. What makes you guys think that they're going to get anything for any of the players?
Well, then fire the general manager right now, then. If you've got assets and you don't think he can make any trades to make the team better, then get rid of that guy.
Yeah, and I wouldn't agree that they gave away Cole, and McCutchen is not having a very good year and maybe headed towards the finish line here. Vasquez should be able to get a lot more back than what McCutchen did. There was no demand for outfielders. There just isn't. And everybody wants pitchers this year, the Dodgers included, but they ended up going for a shortstop because he was the best player they could get, Machado. The position players are not nearly as in demand as pitchers. So Vasquez should be able, if you decide to trade him, would get you the most return, I would say, by far.
And I've yet to
hear... Tyone would get you some, too, I think.
And I've yet to hear a compelling reason for why they should keep Vasquez, because most of the arguments that are made in a, like, no sense of reality context. Like, well, it makes sense if they keep Vasquez as long as they, like, beef up the payroll and go out and get players this offseason, which we know is not going to happen. Their attendance has gone down big time. Does that mean they're going to spend up? No way. So if what you see is what you get with the Pirates, what is the point of having a guy that is so valuable to the rest of baseball on your roster? Regardless of what Brian just said, one of the places where you trust Neil Huntington to do a good job is in finding a closer, because he's done it every year. He traded Mark Melancon when they were three games out of a wild card spot. He got a guy that honestly did not look like much of a player. Rivero was terrible in Washington. He comes here, now he's an all-star. He should have been an all-star last year. So it's pretty black and white to me. Trade this guy. And I don't know why they wouldn't. Maybe fans agree with Brian and just think, well, the Pirates aren't good at trades, and so why give up a guy for more prospects when the prospects are probably not going to pan out? I don't know. 412-928-9370. You want to react to this, you can. That's 412-928-9370. Jeff will be by with sports. If you're just tuning in, we're a day closer to the trade deadline. Machado dealt last night. Another big domino fell today. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.